What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show here with Georgia State assistant coach Danny Peters, play ball at Ohio State, coach in Arizona, Ball State now with Xavier, now with Georgia State in here in Atlanta. Danny, what's up, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Excited to be back in school and see our guys and be back here in Atlanta.
I hear that, Danny. Let me ask you this, man. Think about the opportunity to come down here with Coach Jonas, man, and his vision for this program. I know you coached together with Xavier last year, winning the NIT, man. So tell me about that experience with him, and what decided to make you want to come down to the ATL and coach the Georgia State Panthers, knowing this is a high power program that's a lot of tradition over the years.
First, you know, you always want to work with good people, and I've been fortunate enough as a coach's son to be around college basketball my entire life. I think if you put me in a 9-to-5 job situation with weekends off, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. So, you know, I've been fortunate to been around a lot of high quality people and high quality coaches. And instantly, myself and Jonas, I remember my interview at Xavier. We got breakfast at this little spot near campus, and we just clicked right away. And it's just been just kind of easy moving since then. We work really well together. We had a blast the last year, even though it didn't work out with results until the end. And when he got this opportunity for me, I felt like one coming with a good friend and somebody that they were doing that I believed in, that knew me, that believed in me, was the first step. And then second, you know, I've been all over the country. I've recruited nationally. I've never recruited this area, though, of the country. And I wanted to add that to kind of what I already had. And with Jonas's connections, I felt like it would be a good transition to kind of get myself in the door where he could help me meet those people as well.
No doubt, man. And I know you've probably been to the Peach Jam and Lake Point, and I know you've been in probably for those things like that. But talk about this being in Atlanta for the last few months, meeting the people Jones knows and seeing the vibe here and all the great talent we have right in our backyard here in Atlanta and in the state of Georgia all together.
Yep. You know, I'd say one of the things that really stands out is the community, the basketball community, grassroots, whatever it may be, they want to help Georgia State. And it's not fluff. You know, you get some like, yeah, I want to help you. It's not like that. Like they want to go above and beyond for Georgia State. And obviously with Jonas's history and upbringing in this area, they know he's one of them. You know, they look out for each other and they want to help him, because I think when they see him succeed, it's like a version of themselves almost. And it's pretty cool to see and be a part of.
No doubt, man. Let me ask you, how's the food been here in Atlanta, man? Since you've been here, man.
I'm not the guy to ask for that. I only go to the same three places. I'm like a robot. I get the same order.
So once you find something you like, that's all you're gonna go with.
Yeah, it's Chipotle. You good. I'm Chipotle. I know what I'm doing. Just give me the same thing. Yeah,
I feel that. Chipotle is a good spot, though. I like Chipotle. Yeah. Have you tried Taco Mac at least yet?
No, I have not. I've never even heard of it. I stay in my bubble, man. I stay in my bubble.
Stay in your bubble.
When you come to campus, you can show me where that is, and we'll have a discussion about it. I'm not
I'll
sure.
I'll be on campus there. Probably Thursday or Friday. I'm going to come Thursday or Friday. Because I'm actually out of town right now. I'm actually out of town. But as soon as I get back, I'll probably see you guys Thursday or Friday. I'll definitely have a talk to you about Taco Mac off air for sure,
I love
man.
That. I love
yes,
that.
Yes, Elias said, D, man, some askiest, man, for you. I know your dad's a coach. You play colleges yourself. At what point did you decide as yourself say, I want to get into coaching as well? Because I know my dad's a coach too. I chose radio over coaching, which he hates. But I chose to do this over being a coach. So what for you, what kind of got you into wanting to get into coaching?
You know, when you're young and you're caught, your dad, you know, everyone, even for the most part, they want to be around their parents as much as they can. At that young age, you think they're superheroes before you become a teenager. I wanted to be around him, and that was the only way because he just had ridiculous hours. And so I just spent a lot of time in the gym. And then, you know, my vision of like my goals or where you saw yourself as an adult at certain ages or stages of your life always was kind of as a coach. And I played more because I was like kind of waiting to get into coaching. I wish I could go back now and flip it and just say like I enjoyed playing, but I viewed it more as a way to get into coaching than it was actually enjoying playing, even though I did enjoy it. So it's been going on a long time. I mean, junior high, middle school, even when I was in high school, I coached little teams or worked people out and did like skill development. So my degree's in teaching. So I really enjoy teaching you know, I have goals outside of this to maybe be a college professor at some point in time, but it's always been there.
I hear that, man. Some excuse, Daniel. So for you, for the fans who don't really understand what assistants do every day, what's like your role as an assistant coach? What goes into being an assistant coach? I know the head coach because it's all the publicity, but what's an assistant coach's role like for fans who don't really know what you all do every day?
That's a good question. I get that a lot from my family. Like, what are you doing? You're not playing games. So like you have all day to yourself. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that. You know, Jonas gives us a lot of opportunity to develop and grow. So, you know, it's recruiting. That's obviously the lifeblood of your program. You got to build connections. You got to meet people. You got to work on your relationships. You got to know who kids are that are younger in high school, and then you know, keep your ear to the ground about what's going to happen in the portal with the way that the recruiting's changed with that aspect of our profession. That's obviously number one. Number two, dealing with your guys. You got to have a relationship with them. You just don't walk out there at 9:30 in the morning for an hour and a half or 2 hours and talk to them on the floor and then act like they don't exist, or you just, you know, never reach out to them. You have to invest and get to know who they are as kids and people, and to try to figure out what their passions are, what their drivers are, and how you're going to help them every day on and off the court. So that's, you know, the other obviously very important. Then there's other things that go wrong with your program. You need scheduling games. You're trying to market your program. You're trying to figure out your style of play. So that, you know, on both sides of the ball, you're obviously preparing for whatever opponents you may face as well. So there's a lot that goes into it on a day-to-day basis, but I think those are probably the biggest of them all.
No doubt, man. And also, tell fans, make sure stuff does not get to your boss. Handle some things on your level. Yeah.
You gotta put out the fire.
Yes, indeed. Yes, yeah. Some of this, Danny. Also, for, you know, you're not about the same age, but I played football. You played basketball. So for you, how was the game changed since you and I both was playing back into early mid-2000s? How has it changed for you?
How has it changed? It is, you know, I think when I was coming up, it was the physical end of the 80s, early 90s, you know, mid-90s era of like just brutality, hard fouls. You know, we always have these discussions, the barbershop talks about could he play in this era or not? Just like the way that impacted the game. And it was kind of transitioning its way out more as a prep player. That was the idea that, you know, it was borderline combat on the floor at times. And then it transitioned into this ball screen, you know, genre of everything. That was kind of like when I was in college, and now it's turned more into spacing and shooting. I think the threat of the 3-point line, and obviously Steph Curry, has changed basketball dramatically. I think the thumbprint, pardon me, of the international game has impacted basketball just as much, if not more, in spacing and shooting as well. So I think that's kind of how it's grown over time. And you see it in different ways in college, especially as the shot clock has changed and the three-point line have moved back. And, you know, you anticipate even more changes with that shot clock and three-point line that could make it even more different than what we're already doing. It's when you're playing for 35 seconds like we had when I was in school, you know, you could run a little bit longer offense. And I was in the Big Ten. The Big Ten's very low scoring. It's half court. It's older players. When I got out of there, I went to the Pac-12, and that's like the most high tempo, high major conference in the country. You know, there's one and done after one and done after one and done, and it's not that old of a league. The styles are completely different. And as you look around the country, each conference has their own little fingerprint on it as much as anything else. But that'd kind of be the long-winded answer to that one.
No, you're good, brother. You know, like I say, I feel like this, man. I miss my calling. The NFL went faster, short with receivers in the slot. And when I came out, it was still that they wanted those big outside guys. Wes Welker hadn't made his impact in the slot yet. So I feel like, man, if I was a little bit younger, I
could've. Yeah. Wrong time, wrong place.
Yes, a little bit younger. You know, yeah. I could have. You know, I was a place for what I was as a receiver. But yeah, man, you know, and I feel like you said, man, spacing has been. I feel like Mike D'Antoni in the NBA, he brought it to the NBA with the being in Italy all those years. Spacing. Mm-hmm. I feel like Mike D'Antoni really changed basketball for the better, in my opinion, because it went from that whole just having two bigs down the block, space. So
hard to drive when there's two big guys down there.
Yes. And see, the college games has this one little difference I tell people all the time. You all can actually zone up. The NBA is kind of a quasi-zone. You can be 3 seconds in the lane and get out.
Yeah.
But you all can actually zone up. That's why I feel like some NBA guys who are coaches in college basketball, that throws them off because you can really zone up. You can't just in the NBA you got a lane, but in college ball you can really play a true zone without having to get out of lane.
Yeah.
And now, Danny, I was in your hometown last week, man. I was in Cincinnati.
Hold on, now I moved 11 times before I graduated high school, so you did some traveling. If you hit all of those,
I hit one of them. Since Cincinnati, I was at the Western Southern Open up in Mason at Kings Island. So I saw the tennis tournament. So I was up there, man.
It's
so
a great event.
I had a blast up there. That place is packed. I mean, it was amazing to see that. So I enjoyed that. Now, are you a Bengals fan, or are you still a fan of somebody else?
You know, this is really unique. My answer: I don't really watch football for that. I watch Red Zone on Sundays. I watch Hard Knocks. I watch Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football. But really what I watch is I like to watch the organization and the coaches and how people like talk to each other in the huddle and how it goes. That's what I enjoy. I couldn't name, you know, outside of Joe Burrow, I couldn't probably name many other guys on their team, but that's kind of what I enjoy watching NFL football.
If it Red Zone is a great channel. I love that channel myself. Man, yes.
If it's all year, it'd be awesome.
Yes, indeed.
The strategy, the game planning, like that's what I like to see. And, you know, when I was watching the Cardinals preseason game the other night, and they were trying to get somebody offsides, and it just to listen to the guys in the huddle just yelling and screaming, I think that's that just entertains me for some reason.
Now, Danny, I'm going to tell you something. When you're watching the game, if you hear something like Rambo or Roscoe, that means go to the right. If you hear Larry or Lenny, that's to the left. You hear like a word like master, moon, that means middle, or opposite, or stay. Kill means you got two calls in the huddle. Kill the first one, go to the second one. So you hear those kind of code words you hear. Those are what's going on.
I wasn't much of an athlete at all. And then I didn't venture outside of one sport. So like my food choices, basketball was the only choice. So if you told me like what to do in football, I'd be like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Dan, if you come over and watch the game, me and my father is 82 years old. He has legal pads. He's still taking notes when he watches the game. Asking me, what was that play? But Dad, I know the play, Dad. I know. What was a man on combo coverage? He still does this to me to this day when I go watch games with him, man. It's crazy.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yes, I'm sure indeed.
It's a great experience for you too.
Yes, indeed. Now, I saw you was at Ball State. So, did you cross paths with my good friend Matt Crenshaw, or did you not cross paths?
Yeah, he came in. He came in after me, but I do know Cren. I do.
Yeah, like, that's a cool dude, ain't he?
Yeah, he's a good man.
Yes, indeed. And I Travis Steele. He told me a story about Jonas falling asleep. Did that story about him when he was sleeping or something in the hotel? Can you give me some background about that story?
You know, man, that's between me and Jonas. I'm not gonna put that out there. That's if he wants to share it, you get him on the radio. He can tell his side of the story.
But that man was funny. Still said it on the air.
No filter. No filter. What says in the locker room stays in the locker room. That's kind of how you treat that one.
It was funny, man. Hey, Danny, man. It's fun to chat with you, my brother. We just get real soon. I'll be out there cheering for you guys. It's y'all tough.
Thursday, tacos. I'm not letting you down on that.
Thursday, hey, I'm coming back. I'll be back in Atlanta on Thursdays. I'm coming up to see you guys. So I'll get off the plane, man. I'm heading your eyes away. I'm going to tell Chase and I'm going to tell Sean that, too. I'm on the way over there. Let me in the back door.
I love that. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, be safe, brother. Talk to you soon, man.
You too.
All right.
What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.